Let's move to the other pulled item, which was 860.
860, authorize a contract with Marsh USA, Inc. for insurance brokerage services for Phase 5 of the owner-controlled insurance program for an amount not to exceed $625,000.
Mr. Fish?
Turn over to our expert.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mike Reiner, and I'm the Risk Services Manager with Bureau of Environmental Services. And I'm here to just give you a little background on what an owner-controlled insurance program is. Basically, it's an insurance technique for large construction projects or a grouping of large construction projects where owners provide the majority of the insurance to contractors performing work on our construction sites. By assuming risk of our contractors and purchasing the insurance, the city can use the economies of scale to approach the insurance marketplace. We can get rates that are lower, we got broader coverage, and we can get higher limits of insurance. So by the city purchasing the insurance, the contractors and subs are required to deduct all their insurance costs from their bids prior to starting work on our construction projects. To give you a little history, we're in our 19th year of owner-controlled insurance. We started in 1996 with Phase 1, which was the consolidated conduit project out on Columbia Boulevard, followed by Phase 2, which was the West Side CSO tunnel and other CIP projects. Phase 3 was the East Side CSO tunnel and CIP projects. Phase 4 was BES's CIP projects and Portland Water Bureau's Powell Butte and Kelly Butte reservoirs. And Phase 5 will be BES's CIP projects as well as Portland Water Bureau's Washington Park reservoir. To give you a little history on the financial side of things, the insurance and claims costs have been about 2% of construction value. Conventional insurance runs anywhere between 2.5 and 4%. The loss ratio on the projects, which is a ratio of premium and claims, on Phase 4 was 12%. Oregon average is 52%. And our broker estimates to date that we've saved approximately $20 million in insurance costs, and we've received over $2 million in dividends from SAFE. Risk management and safety is the driver of this program. We have what we call our general construction safety provisions that are part of the specifications that outlines the requirements that contractors have to do to perform the work safely on our projects. Contractors are required to do risk assessments and put together site-specific safety and health plans that become part of the contractual document. And one thing that we're very proud of is that with our MWESB contractors, we were able to mentor and educate them on how to assess risk and how to put together site-specific safety and health plans. And the feedback that we've gotten from those firms is they use the tools that they've gained on our projects, they've used on other projects, which in turn has lowered their insurance rate, which is good, I think, for not only Portland business, but Oregon business. And it's also improved the safety culture within our bureau. As a side note, Phase 3 was in the top 1% of safe policy holders in Oregon. The other benefit of this is the public safety and claims management. We're able to do outreach with our public involvement folks, as well as doing pre-construction videos of citizens prior to starting work. We have the ability to resolve claims in the field, so if we have a contractor that damages a third party or a citizen, we're able to rectify that problem immediately, which benefits the customer service pieces of the program. And then we also have what we call a chargeback system to the contractor that if they damage property, that there's a bid deduct or a deductible that we charge back to the contractor that they're responsible for the first $5,000, let's say, of loss. And in closing, just to give you other OSIPs that are going on in Oregon is the TriMet Bridge project is currently under an owner-controlled insurance program, as well as Nike and Intel expansion projects.
So, Mayor, we have a lot of balls in the air today, and I just want to be clear, I pulled this item.
Okay, thought you did.
And the reason I did was threefold. One is it's a contract in excess of $500,000, and we are consistently trying to make sure those are on the regular agenda. Two, it's an emergency item, and for clear and obvious purposes, but I thought that also argued in favor of having it come on the regular agenda. And third is when I got my briefing on this, I was so impressed by the documented savings, the idea that through this approach, we've saved over $20 million, which means that the cost, to the ultimate cost to the taxpayer of these projects comes down. It's such a win that I wanted Mike to be able to share that with us.
That's good
and that's
news.
Why I pulled it. So yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Questions? That's excellent news. Appreciate that, Mike. Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, a roll call vote to authorize the contract.
Saltzman.
This is a very good program, and thanks, PES, for using this. Aye.
Novick.
Very impressive. Aye.
Fritz.
I'm glad you pulled it to talk about it, Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you very much.